For this afternoon's Sense of Community series on opportunities for veterans, we're in the municipal courtroom of Carthage, Missouri. It has a typical judge's bench, two tables for legal counsel, wooden pews for the public, and a bailiff. But this is no ordinary courtroom. It's a veterans treatment court. It begins with the Pledge of Allegiance and a prayer. Each person's name is called, all veterans. Judge Don Nicholas rises to shake each person's hand, smile, and look them in the eye. As each veteran approaches the bench, he or she is flanked to the right and left by a mentor and treatment team members. All participants here are convicted felons. Judge Nicholas says for many, this might be the last opportunity to regain their lives.
Doing some research on Veterans Treatment Court generally, I became convinced that sense of brotherhood that you can develop in the military, you know, when serving alongside others, and that teamwork aspect and that, familial type approach could be developed very easily in Veterans Treatment Court where we have a team or a family.
He says the protocol is based on national treatment courts, which are an alternative to incarceration.
It's probably easy to paint with a broad brush and say, well, you're not sending people to prison, and so they're getting off easy. And I would just say that it's probably the opposite. Now that I have been involved, it's a hard path to complete. But if you do complete it, I think it's really worth it to the participants and to society.
As a former prosecutor, Nicholas says he's always been tough. But this population responds to a different kind of toughness, one of camaraderie, respect, moral code, and accountability. Nicholas realized his calling to treatment court when watching football one day. An ad came over the TV, he said.
There was a desire to expand treatment courts, and I thought if there was anyone in the criminal justice system that deserved another chance at trying to change their lives, it was those who had sacrificed by giving to our country.
David Driscoll is one of many vets in court on this day. He says he served in the Army for 3.5 years before being chaptered out, or as he describes it, being politely asked to leave, related to his drinking. He's had a number of DUIs since leaving the service, he said. Finally, he determined that treatment court was his only alternative to prison.
The team is really, really helpful. They're very understanding. When I started seeing in their eyes that they wanted me to succeed and they felt that I could succeed, I started to feel like I could succeed.
Driscoll proudly shares he's 15 months sober for the first time in his adult life. He's slated to graduate from treatment court this December. Driscoll says when he first began, the requirements seemed like a mountain to him.
My self-esteem is I have some, and I didn't have any before. I've always been the type of person who lived off of other people, whether it be a woman or my mom or my grandmother. Or friends. I never accepted responsibility. I've learned what responsibility really is. I used to think it was an obligation, maybe a moral or ethical obligation. And now that I know that it's a response with my ability to a situation, it's not obligation.
Veterans and the court are paired up with a veteran mentor. Driscoll is currently working to complete 480 hours of community service. And the accountability to the people in this courtroom, he says, keeps him moving forward.
When I first used to stand in front of the judge, I used to, my eyes watered. I would cry because I just felt unworthy. And I felt that these people don't know who I am. And that's why they see something in me that I don't see. I don't feel that way anymore.
Marcy Vanderberg is the Veterans Justice Outreach Coordinator, or VJO, with Veterans Affairs. She says she echoes the sentiment that treatment court is much tougher than prison and that some veterans choose to serve time rather than adhere to the rigorous requirements. Vanderberg says the end results speak for themselves.
The recidivism rate and the reincarceration rate, the reoffending rate, is extremely low for participants who have successfully completed treatment court nationwide. And so I think that speaks volumes also, that somebody can go to prison, but their chance of reoffending is far higher than somebody who completed treatment court.
Vanderberg says a hallmark of treatment court is that it addresses underlying issues of substance abuse and mental health. She explains camaraderie is a core principle for veterans and that carries over into veterans treatment court.
pairing them with other veterans who they can then build a relationship with. They can build some trust in not only their fellow peers that are participating in the court program, but other veterans who are volunteering their time to be a mentor and to be a confidant for them, to help them when times get tough.
The Missouri Attorney General's office also has some legal services for military members and veterans. The Military Legal Assistance Team, or MALAT, is headed up by Scotty Allen. Volunteer attorneys across the state provide pro bono civil legal advice. One of the services these lawyers provide veterans is free estate planning workshops.
We conduct free estate planning workshops throughout the state and, provide an attorney for these folks to sit down with, talk about whatever legal issues they might have, pending just kind of a very quick consult type of service, and then also produce wills and powers of attorney for them if they need those sorts of things.
For KSMU's Sense of Community, I'm Teresa Bettman.